As they were stoning him, Stephen called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." At that very moment, when Stephen spoke these words, he was far removed from the reality of his earthly life. He was far removed from the things for which held him fast. For he, at that moment, was not only in the presence of the Lord, as the sacred scripture tells us, that he saw the heavens opened and Jesus at the right hand of the Father. He spoke the very words that allowed him to transcend from time and space, to transcend from the cares and worries and concerns, or even the people of the world for which he lived. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Let them do what they will to my body, but my spirit belongs to you. I think Stephen speaks these words as we celebrate in the octave of Christmas as a reminder to us of what this season is truly about. It's about the transcendent. It's about he who Stephen saw sitting at the right hand of the Father took on flesh and became man. So that you and I, in his vulnerability and our own, could kneel before any creche and whisper the same words, the greatest Christmas prayer we could offer. Lord Jesus, child of Mary, the incarnate Word, into your hands I entrust my spirit. In that prayer, we transcend from this place to the very place for which the only thing about our existence matters is that we are in union of our souls with the divine person who took on flesh. I often think of the scripture as I listen to Stephen being stoned to death. But yet he was affixed on something that no one else could see, and his lips giving praise as his soul rose to new heights. Stephen is the first martyr of the church. And of course, the church in her great wisdom allows us to celebrate it in this day prior to the celebration of the birth of Christ. So that you and I could learn a very important lesson. Martyrdom is not one choice. Martyrdom doesn't come with a yes or a no in a particular event of our lives. For if it did, I would wager you and myself on a 50-50 chance that we would say yes to it. But when we practice it every day, when our most important prayer that we utter is, "Receive my spirit. Receive my spirit, Lord, in the prayers I bring before you. Receive my spirit, Lord, in my brokenness and my sinfulness. Receive my spirit in my illness, in my sorrow, in the darkest days, so that your light will overpower my human weakness and allow my sword to sail and ascend to you, so that every day that I live as if at Bethlehem, as if the hour of your birth, at the hour of our salvation." Perhaps maybe it would be also a good practice for us when the host is raised in consecration that we also see him as he is at the right hand of the Father and offer the greatest prayer of hope and faith. Receive my spirit, Lord. Let your will be done according to your word. For in Mary's words is in concert with the words of Stephen, of those words of those who want to transcend from this life into the life that he's promised, eternal in heaven. Let us pray.